you look at the competition at Loch, and then you think of the fact that Ryan Baird had a concussion, then you think of guys like Tom O'Hearn coming through the system. He probably needed to come on and be really explosive and dynamic.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite. Yeah!
Jordy Barrett sees massive potential in Prendergast. Admittedly, he's not a finished product right now. No one ever is at his age, but he's going to keep growing, keep learning, keep doing good things, keep making mistakes, and that's important for his growth as well. Sammy's a good kid.
I have a question on all of that. Do you think that, is 6 months he's in for? Do you think so? They've shared their Outlook diary with Sam Prendergast, right? You know, we'll have a backs meeting, you know, Monday at 3 o'clock. And
Jordy Barrett.
What did I say?
Sam Prendergast, yeah.
But Jordy Barrett.
Yeah.
We'll do Monday at 3 o'clock. We'll do Wednesday, so there's all these meetings. But then there's like a hidden schedule of meetings that.
They don't let him in.
Yeah, well, listen, just don't tell Jordy about this stuff. We've stuff to get through here. Yeah. And it's better that they don't know about that.
The bits where they're trying to get up to make themselves, is it extra training to make sure that they look impressive in front of the new guy? Or is it like secret stuff that they don't want the New Zealander to take away?
That one.
I just think Lance are all in this season, right? Like, Schneeman transfers the same thing. Like, it's just, we're winning the season and then we can worry about next season when it comes. Like, it's, they need to win something.
I mean, more from an Irish rugby point of view, and, you know, the next World Cup rolls around in double jig time, and, you know, Jordy sat in the New Zealand team room with the coach at that point, Warren Gatland, and he's spilling the beans about the good stuff. That's the worry here.
I think it could work both ways, right?
It's like, good.
If you're Osborne looking at Barrett going, right, well, that's where I need to get to. He was so good.
He didn't realise he was that good.
Like, he was like a flanker.
Yeah.
Stopping malls. And then I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty good. He was good, right? But the New Zealand team, they all look the same.
Yeah.
They're like, you can all do this. Look at my skills. You're amazing. How can I tell which one's good? And then it's like, oh, he's actually obscenely good.
It's perfect timing for Sam Prendergast when you think about it. Like, all the uncertainty about who the long-term out-half is going to be for Leinster and Ireland over the next while, and suddenly he's got this guy playing outside him, and you assume on the basis of what happened last weekend that he's going to be playing outside him quite a bit over the next while.
Ollie's injured now for this weekend as well, so you'd imagine he starts again alongside, and Jordy Barrett might come in at 12.
Possibly 12, yeah. But it's great for him because, like, suddenly he's got this absolutely world-class player outside him who's going to make him look brilliant.
A reminder, Off the Wall Breakfast is with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. The other Prendergast in Irish rugby at the moment is obviously in Munster. So Prendergast confirms name and hat for Munster job is the headline. And so Mike Prendergast was out doing media yesterday. I'm just going to try and find these quotes for you. Look, I've envisaged being a head coach, I suppose more so over the last number of years. The more experience you get, the different environments I've been in, the different coaches, head coaches that I've been under, you take a lot from that. It gets you thinking that the longer you're in your career, you know what direction you want to go. It's something I would have envisaged. If it's now or it's in the future, the club will decide that. But as of now, I've signed up as the attack coach. Really happy. I love doing that. But he has confirmed that he is very much available to become the head coach. So I suppose time will tell on that side. I've signed up for 2 years to be the attack coach, and then obviously the head coach role will be something that the club will make a decision on. They're not rushing into anything because they've got to get it right, and I think everyone respects that. But look, my name is in the pot, if you want to put it that way, along with a lot of others, I'm sure, good coaches as well. So as I said, time will probably tell. I think that this was when they signed the consultant who is a veteran, it was like, oh, that would suggest that they have what they want here, but they're going to give it a trial period, a suck it and see opportunity. And that's why I think last weekend's victory was so big, because we know Munster are a team which has incredible talent in it, and if they start getting some of that back, if they start beginning to perform the way we think they will, they're going to get this boost. And I don't know, I think Prendergast is going to get that job, and I think it's probably the right thing for him at this stage of his career, and I think it's the right thing for Munster too. And I think when Chris Boyd came in, that was, for me, that was a signal that they have something that they want someone, an independent voice, to come in and go, help him out there and tell us what you think. Because because he's only staying for a couple of months to assess what's going on. It's like, does he have what you have you seen enough in him? And if that's the case, then I think my Prendergast's going to be the man.
Mm. You know, if we had not that recent, but not that long ago either, you know, evidence of bringing in the old consultant from across the water, and it can have mixed enough results. Depending, I think the most important thing is the Steve Staunton in this dynamic.
Oh, sorry,
Who were you going?
Graham Henry and Leo Cullen.
Oh, yeah,
that was like
that's a good shout.
And Irish rugby probably, I presume, still has it in its corporate memory that really helped. That helps give. Cullen a sounding board, and I don't know how long afterwards they were still in contact or whatever, but like Mike Prendergast's career path to this point has been really excellent, and the team has played a better style of rugby from an attacking perspective, and so maybe it's time just to give him the opportunity.
Not to make all this about Leinster, but who was the player that Graham Henry said when he came in?
Joey Carberry,
right.
Well, yeah, you know, didn't quite work out.
I think with Prendergast as well, you have someone that's he's already signed on for 2 years, so he's clearly invested in what they're doing at Munster, regardless of where he's in the coaching staff. So, and it's been, I don't think they've had an Irish coach. No, they haven't since 2016, since Anthony Foley. So there's probably no harm in saying, look, we've got this guy who clearly cares about Munster and wants to see them do well. Why not give him a shot? He's clearly talented as well, so give him a shot.
I assume the contract news 2 weeks ago was him not in the running anymore. I thought that was the subtle way of saying, here's what he's going to do with himself for the next couple of years. We have somebody else in the bag. We'll announce that down the track.
I think definitely you can read it that way. The other way of reading that is like everybody's contracts are coming up. Agents are around the world going, and he's got contacts in France. So, you know, the way rugby announces that, oh, our new head coach is X. I'm sure that there would have been interest in Prendergast. And so you're making sure that he's now no longer on the market. And you're giving yourself that opportunity, and you're saying, look, okay, we listen, we hear what you're saying. We think that, we think you might be right, but we just need to, it's been a lot of issues here. Mm. So I got some trust issues. Mm. This guy's going to come in and mediate and make sure that you are what we think you are. And if that's the case, I think they were just taking him off the market.
Yeah, maybe that's fair enough.
Putting a ring on his finger.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Certainly a good way of looking at it. I think, listen, there's always going to be, when you look at his CV, obviously skills coach, backs coach, attack coach, Oina, Grenoble, Stade, Racing, like it's a exceptional CV. It doesn't have that gig. And I was actually thinking about it last night. So there's an element of a gamble about that.
Yeah.
There's an element of a gamble, I suppose, about every single appointment you ever make, well, regardless.
Joe Smith obviously hadn't been a head coach before he came to Leinster. And
yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, even if Pep, you know, in some world, leaves Manchester City, and not in his world, but goes to another club. Mm. There's an element of a gamble about that, because you're like, is this guy totally fatigued from the previous job? Is he, where is he at? You know, there's always a gamble. So that's nearly an inherent part of it. But it'll be interesting to see. I think a lot of Munster fans feel as if Mike Prendergast is the guy for the gig.
And I'd love to hear from them this morning. 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number. If you want to get in touch, you can leave a comment on YouTube at Off the Ball on whatever your poison social platform of choices.
Can I just ask him that? Why wouldn't they have then given him the gig until the end? If all of that is true, just do it now. Like, why drag it out for a few months?
Well, you want to make sure, right?
And what's going to change in the intervening?
Well, you're seeing what he's... Mm. This is his audition.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's vacant now, so...
You know, and also, like, that's a rushed thing, right? There's a crisis. We're rushing into the next thing. What they're doing is they're buying themselves, basically, at least until January, or maybe to the end of the season, and then everybody knows each other a bit better, and they're sitting in meetings now going, well, what would that look like? How does that? And it's an extended, and also I guess maybe, so say there was a Jacques Nienaber figure out there who actually, you know what, I do want to come back here and I do want to be a head coach and this is going to be my thing now, or Stuart Lancaster was interested.
You have to hear them out.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
You have to make those phone calls to go, right, so you're option number one. There's option two and three here, because we can't put all our eggs in one basket. Because what if it doesn't work out with Prendergast over the next few months?
Like, it is a guy. I'm right in saying he's first time head coach if he was to get the job. Like,
yeah,
he does have all these great qualities that he's coached in Munster. He's a great link to young Munster as well. He was director of rugby there for years. So that's very important to Munster fans. But he's never actually held a role of that magnitude. So you probably just do want to make sure before. You also don't want to lose someone like that as well. Because if you do give him the head coach and it doesn't work out, he's probably gone then.
Yeah, well, no, he could be affected by this too. You know, like, listen, if Felix Jones comes in, he's a gamble. Yeah. Even if it's Paul O'Connell, he's a gamble. Even if it's Simon Easterby, who has held that role before, I think he's down the pecking order. But if it was somebody like that, he's a gamble. And the one thing you'd want to try and guard against is that he gets disaffected by the whole thing, that one of those does yeah. come in and he's feeling like... Because he's been pretty clear now. He's saying, I do want to do that gig at some point.
Yeah.
You know, so he's not going to be a tack coach forever.
No. The other thing is that if he was happy enough to sign up for the 2 years to a tack coach and they do get an absolute superstar... You know, maybe that is somebody who takes the job up until the end of the next World Cup cycle and then looks for a test job. Or maybe it's somebody who does 2 years and then leaves to go and join a test station for the World Cup cycle. So it's not like if he doesn't get it, they're saying, you're never getting it. They're like, okay, you're our natural successor here. And now obviously that creates his own tension if somebody comes in and goes, oh, you're replacing me. And I'm like, you know, yeah. So we'll see what that was.
He's still a very young manager. That's the exactly, key point in all this.
What is the same age as you?
Both of us.